Now, more on that dispute. The BBC faces a call to pull Panorama, as we heard. It's down to a dispute with the London School of Economics and the role played by the undercover reporter, John Sweeney. Welcome to Broadcasting House, John Sweeney.
Morning, Paddy.
What did you tell the students on your trip to North Korea?
Before we went to North Korea, which, by the way, is not Torremolinos, all of the students were told twice that a journalist was coming. There are two rocks here. The first rock is we need to tell the students, if they want to come, that a journalist is coming and they should be aware that there are risks attached to that.
So that all the students were told that?
Twice.
Did the people who run the LSE, did you tell them?
No. But it wasn't an LSE trip. But to go on to that, there's a second rock. If we get into North Korea and I got busted, and I am a journalist, then we were worried, properly and rightly, for the students. So we didn't want to tell them everything that we were doing because it would increase the risk for them. So that's another rock, something called the high-risk team at the BBC, and they press that on us. So we steered a middle course between the two. North Korea is a Nazi state.
All right, well, we'll get into the analysis of North Korea in a minute. But
hold on a second.
What are you doing going with students into a Nazi state without telling them the full risk? A man at the BBC signing a form, did he sign it for the students?
North Korea is a Nazi state. All of the LSE students, all of them, needed to say one word in North Korea, BBC, and I had been off to the gulag. None of them did.
Were you protecting them or protecting you, John?
The LSE students... Hold on a second, Paddy.
Answer that quick question. Yes. Was that to protect you or them by not telling them the full story?
The LSE students who went on that trip protected me. And they protected me because I believe, they believe in free speech and they believe in telling the story about a neo-Nazi state. Now, what the LSE has been saying, we dispute. The facts that the LSE have been saying, we dispute very much. In particular, they are speaking on behalf of students, and I know because I was with those students and those students protected me, they, at least the majority of them, believe that what happened was not wrong.
Right.
Therefore, the LSE is saying, and all these students are very angry about this, that's not true.
Okay.
But there's an extra point here, and this is the most important point of all, is that we can dispute the facts, the BBC and the LSE.
They are disputed.
Indeed, and we dispute the LSE's version of events, which, let's remember, the LSE brought out first of all. But crucially, this is about a Nazi state that practiced the most extreme form of censorship on the planet. And for the LSE to be calling for a programme to be killed, what's happened to academic integrity?
Well, I can answer that. They're not here. We spoke to Peter Sutherland, the LSE chairman. He didn't want to come on the air. But they are...
Why didn't he want to come on air?
Well, he will when he... You can ask him when he does.
Okay, but hold on a second. I want to say here and now that
they have a responsibility to the students and their parents. You didn't tell them. You waltzed into a Nazi state by your own word. A man at the BBC signed the form for you. But to a parent who does not agree with your point of view, there must be one or two there who've been led up the garden path across the 38th parallel, and that's why there's a dispute on the facts, John Sweeney.
No, that's not true.
That's why there's a dispute on the facts.
Yes, but the point is, I can't talk for the students. They're grown-ups. They are brave and good people. And when they want to tell the story, and it's down to them, they will do so. However, for the LSE to put words into the mouth of those LSE students, which is not what I know because I was there, that's extraordinary. And for them to... I went to the LSE. It's a great institution. But for them to say, you know, kill this programme, that feels... entirely wrong.
Okay, I mean, we haven't got enough more time, but you've made the point, John.
I can't talk about Gaddafi.
No, not now, I'm afraid.
Okay.
But thank you very much for coming. And as I mentioned, we did reach Peter Sutherland this morning on the phone. He wasn't able to come on the air yet, but when he does, you can be sure we'll bring it to you on Radio 4.